Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight in St. Louis, the Stanley Cup will be in the building. That is because entering Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Blues are one victory away from claiming the NHL's ultimate prize. And so the Bruins are in a must-win situation. It's a challenge for Boston, playing on the road, down 3-2. Adding to the difficulty for the Bruins, injuries, so many injuries. And then there's the officiating. Here to discuss the entire situation, WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Sharon.
Let's start, shall we, with the officiating?
Why not?
Why not? I mean, the non-calls were really a very big story in Game 5, and there's still, of course, a major focus heading into Game 6 tonight. What do you think we can expect from the referees tonight?
Obviously, it's hard to predict how all the talk about the officiating will affect the actual officiating. Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy certainly didn't hold back with his criticism after Game 5, and we all know what got Cassidy going. It was the non-call on the trip of Bruins forward Noel Achari. That non-call in the second led to the Blues' game-winning goal, and Cassidy called it egregious. Not the goal, but the non-call. And if you're wondering what was said on the bench when the non-call happened, Cassidy didn't hesitate to share that either.
We missed an effing call is what was being said on the bench for obvious reasons, but listen, we thought we got screwed, but you got to keep playing. We did.
I like how Cassidy doesn't hold back there. Let us all know what he's really thinking. But bigger picture, Cassidy also talked about how the officiating in general in the Stanley Cup final was basically giving the NHL a black eye, about how Blues coach Craig Berube after Game 3 was complaining about the officiating. And that really changed. Cassidy felt the narrative of the series. So, you know, will Cassidy's comments have an effect on the officiating? Again, wait and see till the puck drops tonight. But on Friday, it's worth noting that the NHL announced that it was suspending Blues forward Ivan Barbashev for an illegal check to the head of Bruins forward Marcus Johansson. That happened in the first period of Game 5, but Barbashev was not penalized on that play during the game.
And, you know, that's not the first time that a Blues player has been suspended in this Stanley Cup Finals series. Blues forward Oscar Sundquist was suspended for Game 3 for a hit that had left Bruins defenseman Matt Grizzlick with a concussion. Shira, what do we know about Grizzlick's status for Game 6 tonight?
Well, always hard to predict what the status is for players in the league's concussion protocol. They have to be cleared to play. Grizzlick was back at Bruins practice yesterday, again in a red non-contact jersey. Still not cleared to play, but that could change today. Also, it's worth noting that after Game 5, Cassidy said Noel Achari was also in the league's concussion protocol. When he was tripped, he hit his head pretty hard on the ice, and the league's concussion spotter put him in the league's concussion protocol. After Game 5, Achari was asked, you know, how he felt. He said he was good and ready for Game 6. And from Achari's comments yesterday, he's focused on playing tonight.
And we need to discuss Zdeno Chara. We haven't had actual confirmation of this, I guess, but the word is that he has a broken jaw from Game 4. And he played in Game 5, which seems, you know, maybe not normal for the real world, but it kind of feels like peak hockey.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? He is expected to play again in Game 6. The only thing that's actually changed between Game 5 and Game 6 is that Chara spoke to reporters for the first time since taking a puck to the face. Chara said that he felt fine, that he's not dealing with any limitations because of the injury. And then, when asked what was needed to get players ready for Game 6, if Cassidy needed to give some big speech, here's what Chara said.
I think it's going to be, you know, shared responsibility between players, coaching staff, and all of us to share of talking and make sure that we are where we need to be.
You can hear how difficult it is, really, for Chara to talk there. Gives you a little bit of an idea of what it must be like to play through his injury.
Can we pivot to something good, please, now? Some optimistic note, maybe, about Game 6? Because I don't really think the odds favor the Bruins, but there must be some reason for fans to hope.
Yeah, I've got three words for you, Sharon. Toronto, first round. To get out of the first round, the Bruins were in exactly the same position they are now. Down 3-2 in their series with Game 6 on the road. The Bruins won Game 6 in Toronto, then Game 7 at TD Garden. So it can be done. The Bruins have been a resilient team all season. And you don't really get to this point in the postseason if you can't bounce back and handle the pressure of having your back against the wall.
Okay, then Game 7 in Boston. Thanks, Shira.
Thank you.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. This is 90.9 WBUR.